The Alliance of American Football, the majority owner, Tom Dundon, earlier today, publicly stated that they might have to discontinue the league unless they get cooperation from the NFL's Player Association. In other words, he needs, he says, the NFLPA to provide them with young players on NFL rosters. Otherwise, he doesn't believe he has a viable league. This seems insane to me. If you really don't think you can have a league without cooperation from the NFL's Player Association, why wouldn't you make sure you got cooperation from the NFLPA before you launch your league?
It's the dumbest thing in the world. I just want to say that I may have to abandon my dating operations unless Jennifer Aniston agrees to date. This is probably a dated reference,
yes,
but, you know, I'm older.
Sure.
Agrees to date me tomorrow. Well, I mean, it's preposterous. He's trying to put the blame on whatever lack of success the league is having on the NFL. If the plan was for the NFL to be involved, you could have negotiated that on the front end. Absolutely. You negotiate it on the front end. You don't just say, oh, hell, this isn't working. We're going to need NFL players. Yo, NFL, could you come save us from ourselves? Because, let's be honest, we don't have anyone recognizes. The one guy we do, Mike Singletary, ain't going to play him.
Right.
So, like, it's the dumbest thing in the world. It's negotiating from a point of complete helplessness, and it's trying to pull a power play from a point of complete hopelessness and weakness. Like, it's the dumbest thing in the world. Absolutely. If that was key to the league, you get the NFL, and you knew, like, you had Bill Polian involved or whatever. If the NFL was planning to be involved, they could have been involved from the front end. And I'll be honest, I think the NFL is happy and should be happy that a league like this league exists, right? Because there'll be some good players developed, and there will be. That will just happen. There will be some good players developed, and but if I had a practice squad tackle or something, would I want him to be down here playing for Memphis rather than in my off-season conditioning program and whatever up in Buffalo? No. I'd like him right under our roof where we're monitoring everything and putting him through workouts and this and that. I wouldn't want him getting injured in Memphis Liberty Bowl playing, you know, against Steve Spurrier. So I actually don't see the incentive for the NFL to be involved. Maybe if they want to be, they can be, but I think they probably like their off-season program. And the truth of the matter is that they're already having, you know, they carefully negotiate with the Players Association when players can and can't work out and whatever else. You can't, as a commissioner, just sort of blame the league for problems that you have created. It's preposterous.
Remember when there was reports after week one that they might not be able to meet payroll? And we didn't have all the details at the time, but in real time, while discussing this, I said, you know what? They say that story's inaccurate, and I'm just going to believe that they're telling the truth, because they couldn't possibly be dumb enough to launch this thing and then have payroll problems after 1 week. Like, nobody's that dumb. And it turns out they really were that dumb. Like, and this is just another example of that. I mean, and I know Tom Dundon hasn't been involved from the jump, but if you're going to rely on cooperation from the NFL Players Association to survive, you've got to know you have cooperation before you even go down this path. Otherwise, what are you doing? It really is. And I don't know these people, so I'm hesitant to call them dumb. And plus, like, they're billionaires. So, like, you know, who's dumb?
Who's the dummy?
Yeah. The billionaires are the guy working seven jobs to get by, right? So I hesitate to use words like that, but it really is nonsensical. Like, I would think you sit down and you go, hey, listen, this is a nice idea we got, but unless we can get cooperation from the NFL Players Association to get some young players on their rosters to play and participate in our league, this is not going to be a viable operation. And I'd say, okay, I hear you. Well, then let's work on that. Let's see if we can get that done. And if we can't get it done, then what are we doing?
Yeah, why are we doing this?
And yet they get, you know, several weeks into a season, they're like, yeah, probably not going to be able to make it without the cooperation of the NFL's Players Association.
Do you think they were trying to get ahead of the XFL by launching this year?
I don't know what they were trying to do, but
they very clearly were trying to get ahead of the XFL by launching that year, but that's still no excuse for not having a viable plan.
No, I get
plan.
You.
I mean, if you don't have a viable plan, it's true. I mean, back when the payroll thing happened, you made the comparison. It would be like buying a house and not having the money to pay the first mortgage, and then the second mortgage comes around and go, oh, damn, I got to pay him on the second mortgage. This is not going to work. Like, and in the payroll situation, that's what it was an analogous to. And this is like another. It's completely something you absolutely should have anticipated. Now, it's craziness. And again, I don't think there's any incentive. I mean, the NFL doesn't typically just bow to people's wishes. Right? It's a pretty tough organization, and I don't think they're going to be impressed by Tom Dundon threatening to put the failure of this league that no one particularly cares about on their, you know, to make it their responsibility. It's not their responsibility, and if I were an NFL team, I don't really think I'd want my players playing for this league. Maybe like a third-string quarterback. Like, I could see that, maybe, so he gets some reps and whatnot. But if you look at what's happening to the quarterbacks, they're all getting killed.
Right.
That's the other thing that's happened. They're getting murdered. And so the whole thing makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, that's the other thing, is that in football, I think more than any other sport, miles put on your body is a bad thing. I mean, we just watched Le'Veon Bell sit out an entire season for all sorts of reasons, but at least in part because he thought he would be worth more money to somebody with less miles on his body. So why go put miles on my body for a Pittsburgh franchise that hasn't treated me fairly? This is at least in his mind. I'll just sit it out, forfeit this money, but I'll get more money on the back end to make up for it. I don't think it actually worked the way he wanted it to work, but he was motivated in part by, I'm not going to put these miles on my body for that. If why would NFL franchises want young players putting miles on their body in the Alliance of American Football is my point.
They wouldn't. Here's the truth. They wouldn't want their players putting anyone they value enough to have under contract, right, to do that. I don't see why they would. They like their players there. But they hear about all the time if you're following an NFL team. Well, they're here. They've been here all summer in the strength and conditioning program. I show up every day, and Bob is here lifting weights and looking at film, and I've gotten a lot stronger, and he's dedicated, whatever. What they might want is a league existing out there, and they can just pluck the one or two good players who might emerge. And if other players get hurt, well, they're not under NFL contracts, so be it. The mayhem is not on them, right? And so I can see why the NFL would like a developmental league to exist from which they could just cherry pick the best players who might someday help them. I can't at all see why the NFL would want to send players that they value to this league, because you're exactly right. It just puts more wear and tear on the body. The NFL is totally capable. If the NFL wanted this league, they were totally capable of doing it themselves. I mean, they're absolutely 100%. What did the NBA do? NBA wanted a developmental league, so they figured it out and did it themselves. They don't need to be held at gunpoint by a minor league saying, you've got to do this or we're going to drown. The NFL will just look at you and say, well, bye. You know?
It's incredible. Like, the people running I read that quote, and first off, when you start publicly acknowledging we might not have a league going forward, that means, like, the end is here. So, like I pointed out earlier, if you really enjoy watching Johnny Manziel stand on the sideline at the Liberty Bowl, you better go knock it out the rest of this season, because probably it doesn't appear this league has a viable future.
Maybe by Friday, you may not get the chance to see him on the sideline once again. I remember I'm gonna hold that memory of Johnny Manziel standing on the sideline in my close to my heart for forever.
Yeah, we'll always have that night.
We'll always have that night. Johnny running out to congratulate Brandon Silvers, you know?
We'll always have that Sunday night.